He doesn't want the economy to go off the rails. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, of President Biden, who will travel to Bay City, Michigan today to push for more U.S. manufacturing to help build up supply chains. He's trying to stop a railroad strike before it happens, urging Congress to pass a bill forcing unions to accept a tentative contract agreed to in September that some have since rejected.
The Chamber of Commerce is bracing for impact, writing to congressional leaders a rail stoppage would immediately lead to supply shortages and higher prices. The cessation of Amtrak and commuter rail services would disrupt up to 7 million travelers a day. The chamber warns impacts may be felt as soon as next Monday, days ahead of next Friday's strike deadline.
Fox's Peter Ducey. So House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says they will consider that legislation this week. There's one less Democrat in the House. Congressman Donald McEachin has died.
The 61-year-old Virginia lawmaker losing a 9-year battle with colorectal cancer. McEachin was first elected to Congress in 2016, serving Virginia's 4th District. He was reelected to the House for a 4th term earlier this month.
Fox's Chris DeMayo. Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin will set a special election to fill the seat in the next Congress. Now, Youngkin was in Chesapeake, Virginia last night for a vigil for the 6 people killed at a Walmart a week ago when a supervisor started shooting in the break room, wounding 6 others, then killing himself. The governor said,
"We will work together to chart a path forward for better mental and behavioral health."
In Buffalo, New York, Peyton Gendron pleaded guilty to murdering 10 people in a supermarket shooting spree in May, targeting black people.
"We will work together to..."
We do not have a death penalty in New York State, so the life without parole is, in fact, the highest charge we have. And he got that automatically.
That's Erie County DA John Flynn. Gendron, who's 19, also faces federal hate crimes charges that could put him on death row. America's listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and 4-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
NATO leaders are meeting in Romania, including Secretary of State Antony Blinken. The topic, Ukraine, as they try to get more aid to the war-torn country, including generators and fuel, as Russia continues to attack Ukraine's infrastructure, knocking out power and heat and water in many areas. The U.S. has led the way supporting Ukraine.
National Security Council Coordinator John Kirby said Russia's President Vladimir Putin is despicable for largely targeting infrastructure, electrical grids, power stations, the water supply in Ukraine ahead of winter.
These targets are largely civilian, and it's designed for one reason, and that's to try to bring the Ukrainian people to their knees, because he can't bring the Ukrainian armed forces to its knees.
When asked if a backlog in sending Taiwan-purchased military equipment was due to a priority in sending equipment to Ukraine, Kirby said the Pentagon is constantly engaged in a balancing act when it draws down supplies, but that it's important to continue equipping and training Ukrainian troops. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
It is said to be quiet today in China after days of widespread protests, people angry over COVID lockdowns. This as China readies another mission in space.
Its name is Chang'e, which translates as palace in the sky. When finished, it'll be China's answer to the International Space Station, albeit about one-fifth the mass. China has been working for more than a decade to get a constant crewed presence in orbit. Today, 3 astronauts set off on a 6-month-long mission to finalize construction.
That's Fox's Jonathan Savage. On Wall Street, stock futures are flat the day after a sell-off that dragged the Dow down almost 500 points. It's a big day for the U.S. at the World Cup. If the American team beats Iran, they advance to the next round, a loss, and it's over. On Monday Night Football,
a handoff to Snell. He's got it. Touchdown, Pittsburgh, back on top.
Benny Snell's fourth quarter score ended up the game winner on ESPN. The Pittsburgh Steelers hung on to beat the Indianapolis Colts 24-17. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.